This is a podcast from the BBC.
Hello, welcome to Tuesday's Scott Mills Daily Podcast. So, celebrity perfumes are back for Christmas, and our listener Sophie's fumes about it. It's just like, it happens every year, but there's all new ones coming out, and literally everyone's got one. Would you ever consider wearing ours? We asked you on today's show.
Well, that is the big question from this podcast. I'm now coming away from this show thinking, yes, this could be the thing that earns us millions.
Yeah.
Seriously, it could happen.
Also, more companies with more LOL names get a call. Good ones today on Funny Business. Enjoy all of that and more on Tuesday's Scott Mills Daily Podcast, which starts now. Scott Mills, BBC Radio. Let's just talk about what happened when we left the BBC building yesterday. You won't remember this. There's always that man outside who is like, get your free paper, get your free paper. Yeah. And then he tries to like put it quite forcibly into your hands. He very rarely takes it away, mate. No, I mean, a lot of people do take them, but then a lot of people are like, no. So he's like, get your free paper. He is quite forceful with it. And you went, I've got a phone.
No, I didn't say it like that. Don't you dare, or I'll start saying what you... No, I never said it like that. What I did is I sort of walked past...
Got a phone.
And you also didn't take the paper either. And I turned round to you and said, the thing is, I've got a phone, didn't I?
The thing is, I've got a phone.
Don't make how I said that to him.
I don't know.
You're in one of those moods today.
It wasn't to him. It was like, I've got a phone. Like, why would I need that?
Scott Mills.
Last time on Funny Business, a very simple game where we call companies with rude or funny sounding names. This happened. The rule is you can't laugh when you call them.
Hello, BJ's on the beach.
I'm sorry, who am I speaking to?
My name's Jenny. And you're calling BJ's on the beach?
Wow.
In Canberra Sands?
Oh, okay. And what do you sell?
A little bit of everything, actually.
In what sense?
We've got beach goods.
Oh.
Alcohol.
Okay, fine. And just so I can be sure, when I... if I'm in the area, it's BJ's on the beach that I'm looking for.
That's correct, yes.
So there it was, Canberra Sands. And since then, we had loads of people sending pictures of us when they were on the holidays from outside BJ's on the beach. So I've got a business for you to call. We'll do this at 1:40. You got one for me?
Yes, I've got a great one for you today.
Neither of us knows who's calling or who we're calling until we get through, and then we've got to try not to laugh.
Scott Mills.
Remember we were talking last week about when you've got one of those names that if you're on the phone to the bank or shop or ordering something, you have to spell it out. It's like, yeah, it's Cox like the apples, C-O-X. Ferris like the wheels just been on. He was on last week. Update on the name pronunciation for today. Someone just asked him if it was ferret like the rodent. No, it's Ferris like the wheel. So many people have these names.
Ironically, that's kind of connected still, isn't it?
Right. Sometimes I have to go, yeah, M-I-L-L-S, but I can't be like Mills like the...
You say Mills like money!
No, I don't say that.
Scott Mills.
I feel for Kieran Standing. There's so many of these coming in again. He has to say to them, not Stanley, standing and opposite to sitting, and then gets the jokes. Oh, okay, so you're not standing, you're sitting. Yeah, nice one, Maureen. I've not heard that before.
Scott Mills.
Okay, let's get into funny business. Really simple idea. Some companies just have really unusual names and they just love giving themselves those unusual names. I don't even know what the thinking is behind that. I guess just to stand out from the rest of the companies that do the same thing.
Yeah, well, often they're puns, aren't they? But then because puns aren't really good enough, they just want to make them ruder. So they do rude versions of those puns and then it just seems clever, doesn't it? So yeah. It sticks.
So I have a company for you to call. Obviously, you don't know what the name of it will be until they answer. You just can't laugh. And you've got one for me first. Okay?
I've got a great one for you. It's kind of personal as well. So.
What?
Yeah, let me see.
Are you ringing it?
Yeah.
Okay, I'll speak to them. We cannot laugh. Those are the rules.
Good afternoon, Cream Me Up Scotty.
Sorry, who's that?
It's Cream Me Up Scotty.
Okay. Sorry, who have I got through to? What company is this?
It's Cream Me Up Scotty.
Yeah, but what is that?
It's his cake shop.
Cream Me Up Scotty?
Yeah.
It's a good name, isn't it?
It is a good name, yeah.
Do you get a lot of comments?
Yeah, lots of pictures of the sign.
Yeah. And yeah. Whereabouts is your cake shop there?
It's in Downham Market.
All right. Cream me up, Scotty. Good speed to you. Bye.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
These conversations are getting worse and worse. We used to do this and then pretend that we were like inquiring about business. Now it's just,
what's the name of your company?
That name? Cream me up, Scotty.
That's a great one. Okay.
Oh.
All right. Are you ready for yours?
Yeah.
Okay. Here we go. Good luck.
Stanglybits, I can help you.
Sorry, who have I got through to?
Emily Stanglybits.
Emily Stanglybits.
You have, yes.
I'm sorry, sorry. Are you Emily?
I am.
Okay. And, sorry, just to remind me, what is Emily Stanglybits?
It's a shop and a studio.
And what am I buying there?
Body jewellery.
Of course.
And having piercings.
Just the bits that dangle?
Yes, bits that we sell and bits we pierce.
Okay, fine. Yeah. Emily's dangly bits?
It is.
Okay, good. I'll come sometime soon. Thank you.
No problem.
Will you, out of interest, you pierce anything, will you?
Within reason, yes.
When you say within reason, what do you mean?
Well, you've got a lot kind of body part for it to be done.
But I've always wondered this. Can you actually pierce anything?
More or less, yes.
Yeah. If it dangles, you'll pierce it.
Of course I will.
Nice one, Emily.
All right, then.
Cheers. Bye.
Bye.
She's still there. Oh, no, she's gone.
Awkward.
Oh, really awkward.
Like the line won't cut off.
Oh,
if it dangles, I'll pierce it.
This game. I love places like that, though, where they think it's perfectly normal to have a name.
Yeah.
So you're the weird one for questioning it.
Yeah.
Emily's dangly bits. Good one, Scott.
Oh, such a good game.
Scott Mills.
Last night, I got a bit carried away, Scott. Bought something. I know you're going to take the mic as well. I bought myself a massage chair.
Oh, what, like one of the massive ones?
I've been watching the football and I don't know, I was in a good mood. And it was one of those ones that you can just put over any chair. This thing's great.
Oh, right, so it's not even a chair, it's just a thing you put over.
You can press a remote and it does it and it massages you. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to bring it in because...
Awful.
I can sit here, all you guys in here can just have your boring chairs and that, and I can sit here getting massaged whilst I do this.
Not a proper massage. Massage chairs are a myth.
What do you mean they're a myth? I bought one.
There's something to do when you're a bit bored in an airport and you'd like, oh, I'll put a pound in there. They don't do anything. They're not going deep.
Do you know what I find a bit funny at airport? When people are getting massages, but in really busy areas. You see it in shopping centres as well.
Yeah.
So people are... Because aren't they... Massages meant to be relaxing.
Yeah, not relaxing like in the middle of a shopping centre, really.
Not when you've got your head through the little hoop there and you're dribbling.
And it's all going on around you.
And there's screaming kids and everyone's around.
Massage chair's not worth it, let me tell you now.
Well, I've bought it.
Yeah, but why?
It was on a deal.
Right.
I'll tell you why.
Oh, I know.
I know exactly
the deals that you do and they...
It had a line through it and it said 87% off.
Right, no real. Once again, like the massage chair. You fall for it every time.
£50, I'm going to bring it in. I think it's a bargain, mate.
Seriously, I will massage you.
You'll massage me?
Yeah.
Throughout the show?
Yeah, if you want. I've always said, look at my hands. I would make a very good masseuse. I've been told it by actual masseuses myself. It's all about the big hands.
Scott Mills.
Shout out to the woman that someone saw having her chin threaded in the middle of a shopping centre in Liverpool the other day. Like, eyebrows, one thing. Your actual chin being threaded in public, no.
How does that work?
I don't know. I've never even heard of it. Oh, some people are really not enjoying massage chairs are a myth. They just don't work on me. Back to me being a masseuse. This person, Matt, this is, says, Matt from Reading, I've seen your hand at the weekend in Marwell Zoo.
Sorry. Yeah.
I
said I've seen your hand.
No. I mean, no, see, my handprint is on the wall there at Marwell Zoo.
Oh, it is of one of the enclosures.
Yeah, from when I officially opened the new cheetah enclosure. And he says, having put his hand in my hand, he can confirm it would be a very good massage. Thank you very much, Matt. I'll take that as a compliment.
Scott Mills.
Do you know, I was watching something last night. I was watching Strictly It Takes Two with Zoe Ball. And something really made me miss Innuendo Bingo, and I've not had that for a while.
Oh, I know. Well, it has been a while, hasn't it?
Let's bring it back.
Right.
Like, let's bring it back, okay? Like, not maybe every week, but, like, when we can get the good guests, and let's bring it back better, because I really miss it.
Well, and that's, well, do you remember when we rested it in the first place? It was really, if people want it back, if people miss it, then we'll have a conversation again.
And I want you to obviously send in clips. Like, we still get them, even though the game's not been on air for like, over a year. Well, over a year. We still get people going, there was some innuendo on BBC One last night, or I heard some on Radio 4. So, like, if you don't mind getting back into the habit again of, like, sending me emails of what they said and a rough time, and then we can find it. Well, scott.mills@bbc.co.uk.
Sorry, people do send in a lot, don't they?
And, we still get,
and we haven't got that outlet for it. So we've got this frustrating situation where we get these clips sent in, or just people's emails saying what's on the innuendos, and we can't do anything with it. So we're just laughing in the studio here.
Yeah, but
this is why we need it back, really.
Yeah, if we get it back, then we can use it.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, Scott and Chris, you read my mind. I was just thinking about it, and I was wishing it was still on. Then you bring this amazing news. Whoa, hold your horses there. Like, yeah, I think work in progress, we bring it back.
You just sounded like you just done an announcement there.
Yeah, let's bring it back.
Think of this as a pre-announcement.
Yeah. I agree, I miss it. Says Sam in Surbiton. This is the... See, people are saying this is the best news I've heard all year. No, right... It's the beginning of the plans, okay? Have I messed this up? So, on It Takes Two last night, they were doing their feature Choreography Corner, which made me think of Bingo. And Vincent, who's one of the older dancers who used to be on the show, had some comments about Faye from Steps and her dancer, Giovanni.
For me, there was a lot of... Look at the way Giovanni takes her from behind. She reacts to that, like proper Italian. And she... Look at the arms and the way she responds to him and the lovely hip action.
Lovely hip action.
You see, Zoe nearly lost it. Because I know her, I was like, oh, she's going to lose it. Yes, bring it back, Mills. Okay, look, I'm not promising, I'm just saying that we... Like, would you want it back is what I'm asking you, okay? Let us know, 81119. But yeah, that would have been straight on Innuendo Bingo back in the day, that clip.
For me, there was a lot of... Look at the way Giovanni takes her from behind.
Scott Mills.
Mark from Bristol says, asking if people want Innuendo Bingo back. I can't even say it's been so long. It's like asking Chris if he wants Watford to win the Premiership. Yes, of course we want it.
It's coming home. Is that what you're saying?
Do you know what I've just got into? And I know I'm really late, but that's me. This Country. And I was watching the episode last night. It's so good, I know. But obviously the second series just come out. But there's a bit where Kerry has four lions on her shirt, and it reminded me in the
that's
summer.
The shirt you got.
Right, I got an unofficial one also, not realising at the time.
Scott Mills.
BBC
Radio 1.
Scott Mills.
Hey, Martha!
Hello.
Right, so you've just graduated from Harper Adams, the agricultural uni.
Yeah, I have.
Do you miss it?
Sometimes, but sometimes not. Just the SU I miss, not
yeah,
the
work. Yeah, we've had some wonderful times at that union. I was there not that long ago, actually.
Yeah, for freshers.
Yeah, we go back a while with that place. So many memories from that cow shed, you know, Martha?
Yeah, it's a good place.
Oh, my goodness, the walls could talk there. Also, there was that amazing time, of course, we brought Ed Sheeran to Harper Adams.
That happened? Were you there then?
Yeah, I was in first year then. I didn't get to see him, but I was there.
I know, and I think at the time, because we brought Ed Sheeran to, like, the middle of nowhere, like, in Shropshire, there were people like, oh, it's a lookalike. It was going around, but people were going, no, it's not him, it's
well,
not
no
him.
Well, no one knew. No. We kept it such a secret and such a surprise. There weren't even any rumours. We to actually make that work, Martha, we couldn't even tell certain people here that were working on the show what was going on.
Really?
It was it was such a big secret.
He went on a tour bus. He stayed on the tour bus to hide for like 2 hours, and then we brought him out and it was like, surprise. But then even when it was actual him, people were like, nah, it's not him. Why would he be here? Okay, this is what I've got for you today on Bangers, Martha. You can't go wrong with this, really.
Yeah, it's a good song. It's a good song.
David Guetta and Sia, Titanium.
Great song.
Not heard it for a bit, actually.
No, no. All right, well, I've chosen something quite old school. I've gone for this. It just takes a But you know what? It offers up a different choice, right? This is Jimmy Eat World, The Middle.
Good.
Yeah, I love this song.
Okay, then.
I think I'm probably going to have to go for Chris today.
I knew it. Yeah. Good choice, though. Thanks, Martha.
Hello, this is Greg James from Radio 1 Breakfast. Radio 1 Breakfast. This podcast is a daily bit of nonsense from The Breakfast Show. Literally nonsensical.
I went down to the ferry to check it out and there it was, a pasty come across the water.
Gemma, you're on with Calvin!
Hi!
I'm so excited, I'm like about to let myself in work.
Greg James.
If it sounds like your thing, then download and subscribe now from the new BBC Sounds app or from wherever you found this podcast.
It just takes some time. Little girl in the middle of the ride. Everything, everything will be just fine. Everything, everything will be alright.
Oh, really taking a lot of people back, like Matt making wooden things in Reading.
Wooden things.
He's making wooden things. He doesn't specify.
All right.
Skate punk at its best, says David. Loved it. And then you've got the slightly disappointed Sia fans like Marcus in Brum, who says, great song, but this over Titanium, really? A certified banger. Passed over there. Yeah, but loads of people like memories of playing it on Guitar Hero back in the day, like Bran in Wales. Emma in Devon says, I've never heard of this song. Jess in Cambridge says, total banger, rocking out in my car. It's a mixed bag.
Yeah, no, it's. Listen, I thought it was great hearing that again. Nice one, Martha.
Yeah, and that with my choice, Fascination Alphabet yesterday, I think we were all good.
Listen, it's good to have properly different choices on bangers, I think.
Scott Mills.
Hi, Sophie.
Hi, all right.
Yeah, what's going on?
So I was watching Celebs Go Dating last night for the first time. My flatmates just got me into it.
You've never watched Celebs Go Dating?
This is new territory for me, but Eyal from Love Island's in it, so I'm committing to this series.
Got you, yeah, understand. Yeah.
They're very good at that on Celebs Go Dating. They put something for everybody in there. So it'll be one from that's been rejected from Love Island,
yeah.
Someone old school for the oldies.
Well, that's Mutia from Sugar Babes.
Anyway, so you're watching your first ever Celebs Go Dating, and what?
In the ad breaks, I know it's only October, and call me old-fashioned, but there are so many of these Christmassy, twinkly, shiny perfume adverts at the minute that I can't get over.
Oh, the perfume adverts do my head in.
Oh, there's the one of Kristen Stewart where she's in these bandages and she's, like, running and getting more and more, like, less clothed, as if, like, the perfume's the only thing she's wearing, and it's just like, what?
Or there's a couple having an argument in black and white.
Yes. Because like, that's high drama.
Yeah, but like you're telling me nothing about the product. You're just having a tiff. You're having like a lover's argument. Like, why is that going to make me want to buy your perfume?
Yeah, it's not positive. Oh, it drives me splatty.
Yeah, I hate these adverts. They are really arty. I think that's the point, isn't it?
They're rubbish.
They don't actually sell you anything. They sell you a mood.
Are some of them a joke, do you think?
They've got to be.
Also, why is everyone always speaking in French, please?
The language of love.
Yeah. I remember one ages ago, and it was like a deodorant, but not like a high street deodorant. Like maybe it was one of the perfume companies that produced this deodorant, and the guy just starts randomly kissing this woman's armpit,
which would never happen.
Never happen. Right, they're classic. Never happened, aren't they? Never happened.
I've got an advert here in front of me right now for Paco Craban.
Right.
One that rhymes with that.
Yes.
I'm just going to press play on it.
Yeah, why don't you... obviously, you can't see this, but talk us through what's happening.
Okay, so there's quite a good-looking lady in a Christmas dress.
Mm.
A man is behind her, and she's sort of taking off her jewellery.
Yeah, always
bit
jewelry.
By bit.
Yeah.
The man's now fallen down the stairs.
Of course.
Because he can't get near. And
ridiculous
then another man has come out of nowhere, and now a man has been pushed into a bookcase.
Yeah.
She's now derobing so that she's just in panties. And the chandelier's down.
Right.
It's like Cluedo, but with attractive people.
Now, listen to what
you
just said.
The top is now off.
That's a ridiculous
plot line. The doors close. The guy's trying to get a peek through the door, and yep. She's spraying herself.
Yep. The end.
Or as they would say in these things, fan. Well, these are the big scents as well, isn't it? And then there's all the celebrity ones.
I pride myself on knowing what celeb ones are called. You know that I've got this little weird thing about it.
Yeah.
I just remember them. I don't know why.
Oh, honestly, I could say any of them to you and you'll be able to answer them right back.
Oh, actually, we should do that in a minute. Shall we do it in a minute?
I'll throw one at you right now.
Yeah.
Lady Gaga.
There's been loads, but Fame.
Fame.
Is the most...
I'd have to check it, but people listen.
It's why you don't need to check it, that's true. All right, Sophie, I hear what you're saying. Thanks very much for getting in touch with the show.
Thanks so much.
Love you, bye. Maybe like when you were a bit younger, you used to have like a go-to celeb perfume. I think we all did. 81199. Or maybe you've still got one now and you love it, but you just don't tell anyone that it is actual Kim Kardashian. It just smells nice.
Scott Mills.
I love that people have... like aftershave and perfume guilty pleasures, like they do with songs. Like the person that still now wears the Hollyoaks one. Smells of white chocolate. Still wear it now. Don't tell people what it is. That's Ellis in Plymouth. Yeah, it's Hollyoaks, actually. Katy Perry, all three are amazing, but the red one is the best. Don't at me, says Charlotte. It's mad. Oh, yeah, here's a good one. By Invitation by Michael Bublé. Mark still wears that in where people are like, what is that? Is that it's one of, I think, Gucci from America.
Scott Mills.
Let's talk about ridiculous perfume adverts. They're all on now, it's Christmas. Oh my God, don't. I was in a shop earlier, right? High Street store. This one, I've still got the bag.
Oh yeah.
Christmas shop is fully on now.
Yeah.
We have talked about this before, but I don't know why I know so many celebrity perfumes and aftershaves. I just do.
I don't know why. I don't know what use it kind of satisfies for you.
I just like to know what they're called. And I always make a point, if I'm at airport, I will actually stop and be like, right, well, who are the new ones?
My biggest problem is all the celebrities that have scents or aftershave and stuff like that, they never wear it themselves.
How do you know that?
You just know that.
Do you remember One Direction had one? And
what, collective one?
Yeah. And it was I think it was called EDP.
Fine.
From my remember.
Now, was this aimed at boys, though? So
no,
was
no,
it aimed
girls.
For other boys to smell like One Direction?
No, boys? Girls. It was, I think, from what I remember, about £3.
So it was a girl's perfume that smelt of One Direction?
No, it was just they literally had so much merch out that it was just one of the bits of merch.
That's what I mean, and you should have to. So if you do put something with your name out, they're all buying it, they're all spending loads of money because it's One Direction perfume or aftershave. They should be wearing it.
Ask me some more. Any celebrity.
Little Mix.
Style.
Isn't true, isn't it? Jennifer Lopez.
Oh, she had loads. Mostly J-Lo Glow, though.
J-Lo Glow?
Yeah.
What about... Cheryl had one, didn't she?
Cheryl Cole?
Cheryl Cole, yeah.
It was a really nice bottle. Stormflower.
Stormflower?
Yeah, real.
So why has she come up with that name?
Don't know.
What about blokes then? Who pop stars that have had one? Harry Styles? Shawn Mendes. Has Shawn Mendes got one?
Signature. Pitbull. Man.
We
spoke about it when he came into the show.
Katy Perry.
There's been a few. Killer Queen and Incredible Things being the most famous.
Wow, you got the knowledge.
No, thank you. People make so much money from these. If we did our own one, do you think people would actually buy it? And I don't even know how hard it is or easy.
And what would it be called? Lol. Low de lol.
I don't know.
Low de lol. That's good. That's really good. It's low de lol.
I just think everyone's
got it.
Because
we have loads of lols.
Yeah, got it. I understand the joke, yeah. Let me put this out there. If there was a perfume for this show, so it's a mixture of me and Chris... would you wear it? Would anyone wear it listening right now?
Scott Mills.
Lots of people are like, what's your perfume you're going to smell like? I'll tell you what I'm going to smell like. Banter!
Oh, good.
It's not.
Of course it will. Loads of people think it should be called Who.
That name matures with age, doesn't it?
I quite like its name. It could be understated, just Who.
Harry in Doncaster says, of course I'd wear it, Scott. I endeavour to smell like you. I'll take that, Hazza. Thanks.
Scott Mills.
How about this then? Eau de Tapend, Eau de Crot, Crot.
Our names combined.
Chris and Scott, Low You Buy. That's sort of clever.
Yeah.
And my favourite so far by Samantha, Bingo Juice.
That sounds horrific.
You think?
What are you wearing? Bingo Juice.
Come on, it's just the initial thoughts at the moment, though. I'm open to these suggestions. They're good.
Some people are saying that they would use it maybe on themselves at a push. K. camera in Northampton says I would use it to freshen my bathroom. I don't care as what you use it for, as long as you're spraying it and spreading the word of what should we call, whatever we're going to call it, Scott by Chris or whatever. Yeah, good one. I like it that people's nans, like, since they were 13, have always bought them a Brittany aftershave or, sorry, perfume every year, and they're still doing it now, and they're, like, 27.
Scott Mills.
Hello, who's this, please?
Hello, it's Zach. Scott, I need your help.
OK, go.
There's this song that I only know one line of. It's been driving me mad for weeks. My friends can't help me. I've been looking up on the internet. That can't help me. I'm stuck.
Is it
I've
a song?
One line from it.
A song that we're playing?
Sometimes. I've not heard it today. I have heard it recently. It's by someone sassy like Jess Glee and Jessie J, someone like that.
Right.
Do you know any words?
I know one line from it.
Okay. Now, we get hundreds of thousands of emails from people going, what was that song you played at 1:32 four Fridays ago? And generally, I can't really help, but if you can sing a little bit, maybe the line you know, go.
Okay. Coming around here with your wah, wah, wah.
Come around here with your wah, wah, wah.
All you've got for me.
Yeah. Now, I'll make it a bit harder. It might also be blah, blah, blah.
Does it go like this?
Even be coming around here.
But does it go, wow, wow, wow?
No, that's wild.
Yeah, that's wild. Wild thoughts.
No, not that one. Okay. I've been told that. It's not that one.
Can we have it again, please?
It's like, coming around here with you, wow, wow, wow. Thanks for the echo.
It's all right, it helps. Someone will know.
Scott Mills.
Everyone's saying the song he wants is Kesha, blah, blah, blah. I just put that to him on the phone. He's like, no, it's not that one. Is it 2002, Anne-Marie? Surely he would know that one, no?
I don't think it is as well. Just been listening to that.
Friends, Anne-Marie?
No.
Oh, it's annoying me for him now. Grimmy's with you from 4, and he's got to choose Muse's best song tonight from 6 p.m. What's that one? Knights of Cydonia. That's quite good.
What's that, Submissive?
The one introduced by Maya Jama the other day. That's called this.
For his Muse, Submissive Black Hole.
Yeah, that's my favourite.
Yeah. I think it'll be that one, yeah.
Yeah.
I liked it when she came back afterwards. It was like, here's my explanation.
And, thank you, Rich and Preston. I did mean Supermassive Black Hole. Instead,
walk
I
away,
said
Maya.
No, it's Black Hole, isn't it? Supermassive Black Hole.
Right.
I said super, what was it?
Stop saying black
hole. I said something else. Anyway, it's really early in the morning, but it's fine.
Scott Mills.
Stresses me out.
Not even early in the morning.
For his Muse, Submissive Black Hole.
Scott Mills.
We're back tomorrow from 1 p.m. on BBC Radio 1. Hit subscribe, give us a review, and
tell your friends.
Scott Mills.